Alan Turing operated in secrecy. The British mathematician was pivotal in helping the Allies win World War II, but his role was kept classified for many years. Turing suffered greatly after the war. He was convicted of homosexual activity at a time when Britain made being gay a crime. But finally, after more than 50 years, Alan Turing has received a posthumous pardon. The World's Bradley Campbell has the story.
Without Alan Turing, World War II may have gone a different way.
Until Turing came along with his wonderful work, our ships were being sunk by the German submarines, I hate to say.
Jean Barker is a conservative member of the House of Lords. She worked with Turing at Britain's Code and Cipher School at Bletchley Park. It was there that Turing was tasked with the impossible, crack the Enigma code. Nazi Germany used the secret messaging system to position submarines with lethal results. The thought at the time was that if you could crack the code, you could win the war. And Turing cracked the code.
And it was only when we, thanks to Turing, could read the German U-boat code, that was when the war really turned, because, quite frankly, we could have lost the war through starvation.
Barker, like many, believes that Turing's work helped shorten the war, saving thousands of lives. She thinks he's very much a hero of World War II, but his work at the time was classified, so he didn't receive a hero's bounty. He was also gay, and in 1950s England, that could get you into trouble. A British court convicted him of homosexual activity in 1952. His punishment? Chemical castration. It's a process that pumped female hormones into his body. 2 years later, he died of cyanide poisoning. A coroner ruled it a suicide. Mathematician Barry Cooper of Leeds University likes to remind people that Turing was only 41 at the time.
He was a tremendously inventive scientist. And of course, in science, it's very difficult to predict what somebody would have done, but it was a huge talent that was lost.
Cooper says in that short life, Turing helped develop theoretical computer science.
He saw the possibilities of the computer before the computers even existed.
He even created a test to judge artificial intelligence.
The kind of developments that have completely changed the world we live in.
In the decades following his death, stories of his accomplishments didn't stay secret. They hit a fever pitch in 2009, when tens of thousands of people signed a petition for his official pardon. In a move that maybe only Turing could have foreseen, those signatures were collected online. The effort prompted an official apology from then-Prime Minister Gordon Brown. He said Turing's treatment was unfair. Quote, "So on behalf of the British government and all those who live freely thanks to Alan's work, I'm very proud to say we're sorry. You deserved so much better." For many, though, this apology wasn't enough. The lobbying for a pardon continued. It culminated with the Justice Minister making a formal request to the Queen for a posthumous royal pardon. That's what the Queen just granted. For John Sharkey, the news was a long time coming. Sharkey is a Liberal Democratic Member of Parliament. He's been a prominent voice lobbying for a pardon.
He recognizes a great injustice to Alan Turing. And he recognizes, I think, in part, that he was a very great man and a great British hero.
But British human rights campaigner Peter Tatchell won't be toasting the Queen just yet.
It's wrong to give someone a pardon just because they're famous.
In other words, we need to remember that Turing was just one of many people punished for being gay.
50,000 plus men who, likewise, with Alan Turing, suffered this fate, but they are not being offered an apology or a pardon.
Tatchell hopes the government will open up the pardon process to more victims. He argues that everyone should be equal under the law. But at the very least, the long-awaited pardon of Alan Turing is a start. For The World, I'm Bradley Campbell.